Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download it, or sit in your chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And take the app with you 24/7. You can listen to your favorite shows anytime you want. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our elections, casting doubt on our own elections, undermining our democracy, just casually doing it. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice against that and supporting our democracy. Well, we had another, you know, I wonder how many lawsuits Trump and the people that support him are involved in. Honest to Pete, they must be employing half the judges in this country and half the lawyers in this country. He's suing all the time, or he's getting sued, or he sues to delay things. People who are with him, the same thing. Here's another one. This is a beaut. A federal judge just denied a motion to dismiss criminal charges against four Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are this troublemaking right-wing group, prominently featured in the January 6th insurrection. Proud Boys were at the insurrection, beating up cops, beating them in the head. Some of these people are sick. There was a woman who was, I believe, a police officer in Texas who said that, and she's not a Proud Boy because she's not a boy, but she said, the insurrection was the greatest day of my life. Can you imagine? Really, the greatest day of your life, five people got killed, a woman got shot, others got trampled to death. One officer was about to be beaten to death until he said, I have four daughters, four kids. And then they refrained from beating him to death. That's the greatest day of her life. That's the greatest day of her life. Anyway, these four Proud Boys, and you know, they have lawyers, and lawyers always come up with arguments that it would shock the conscience even to listen to them. And here's their arguments, a couple of them. One of them is that they had a First Amendment right to do this. You know, this, you have a First Amendment right to free speech. Government can't interfere with your speech. You don't have a First Amendment right to beat people up. You do not have a First Amendment right to translate into violence whatever political philosophy you might have. You just don't have that right. Otherwise, it would be anarchy. So that was one of them. Another thing that these Proud Boys say is, well, look at Black Lives Matter. You know, there was violence at some of their events, and we're being discriminated against. Well, give me a break. Give me a break. The Proud Boys don't care about discrimination. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And the fact is, the Black Lives Matter marches were uniformly, certainly here in Wisconsin and most other places, very peaceful. Very, very peaceful. What they're getting at is there were some vandal incidents and violence incidents in Portland, Oregon, and a few other places on the West Coast, and those are being prosecuted. Those are being prosecuted. So the Proud Boys are trying to mix that up and go, well, therefore, everybody in the Black Lives Matter protest should have been prosecuted. Well, no, you do have a First Amendment right to petition the government, to protest, and to speak. And as long as you're not violent and don't encourage violence, you have the right to do that. And what you did, Proud Boys, is break into the Capitol in a criminal trespass and beat up police officers. It's nowhere near. So that was their second argument. Here's another argument. There is a law called the RICO Act, Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. And they came up with that because they wanted to control the mafia, organized crime. And they needed more political legal tools than they had. And they named it after Rico. I forget if it was a movie or a song. His name was Rico. Mother of God, is this the end of Rico? Remember that line in one of the movies? Anyway, they thought that was funny. So they call it Rico, Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. The whole idea behind Rico was that you didn't have somebody who is an organized crime. And then you go after him and he goes, well, it's just me. nobody here but us chickens, boss. And then he tries to just litigate whether he did something or not. They can get the whole organization. And if you're a member of the organization, that in itself is a felony. And so that in itself served to put an end to organized crime in this country, at least traditional organized crime. A sad footnote of history, one of the most vigorous prosecutors against organized crime, one of the most successful, and one of the ones who used this RICO statute against organized crime, was a man named Rudy Giuliani, U.S. attorney in New York before he became mayor of New York. Turned out to be a pretty good mayor of New York. How he has degraded himself. He was a presidential candidate in 2012 on the Republican ticket, and for a couple of weeks he was in the head of the polls. How he became servile, a slave to Trump, degrading himself, lathering up the insurrection, committing criminal offenses in the Ukraine debacle, where Trump pressured Ukraine to turn on Joe Biden or else he wouldn't give them what they needed to defend themselves against the Ruskies. How he did that is incomprehensible to me, but he is what he is now. He's a degraded shell of a man. But back when he was U.S. attorney, he was one of the ones that successfully applied the RICO statute. So the proud is being applied to the insurrectionists, some of them, and it's being applied in general to the far right. And frankly, it could be applied also to any organized crime. It could be applied to a jihadist group that wages terror in this country or in Europe. It's a very, very useful tool, very useful tool. So the Proud Boys are saying that's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. You should just look at me. Don't look at who I hang out with. Don't look at a pattern and practice of violence in this group. And the judges, and this judge, but also the other judges, even Trump appointees, say, wait a minute. There's a lot of precedent for using the RICO statute. They use it against the Ku Klux Klan. They use it against violent right-wing groups in the past. The Proud Boys are exactly that. So are the Oath Keepers. So are the Three Percenters. They're all these weird names. So he denied the motion to dismiss. That means that they will go to trial unless they plead guilty. If they go to trial, they'll be sentenced, and then they can appeal that to the Federal Court of Appeals. Then that will take time. They'll ask to be released on their own recognizance. The judge may say, turn in your passport or set so much high. You know, once they're convicted, no, I'm not going to let you out pending the appeal. And then if they don't like the appeal, they can go to the U.S. Supreme Court by a petition for writ of certiorari, which is rarely granted. But this one, this court, you never know. So stay tuned. But the fact is that this is a very, very important precedent. The Proud Boys attacked on First Amendment grounds. They attacked on the unconstitutionality of the RICO statute. They attack on a lot of stuff. Discrimination, because allegedly violence at Black Lives Matter protests by what they call Antifa is not prosecuted. All that's false. It is prosecuted when there's violence, number one. Number two, you do not have a First Amendment right to go in and beat up police officers. And number three, the RICO statute is very old and it's been used to take down organized crime, the Ku Klux Klan and others, and it's going to be used to take down the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the Three Percenters. And the Three Percenters. Speaking of which, and this is a slight change of subject, but it also involves violence and, frankly, the spread of disease. Dr. Fauci has proposed that people not be permitted on airplanes unless they have been vaccinated. There'd be a vaccination mandate. I would go much farther, and I would say, yes, we need to do that. And there has to be mandatory jail for people who get on there and punch airline crews, flight attendants, pilots, security, anybody, mandatory. What am I getting at here? What am I getting at here? Right now, there's no vaccine mandate, but there's a mask mandate. Now, I've flown, and I flew as recently as a couple of months ago, and the guy in the line of seats with me, he had a mask. He had it around his chin. Whenever a flight attendant came by, he'd stick it up over his nose and mouth, and then when she left, put it back on his chin. The mask mandates are routinely ignored. If a flight attendant comes by and says, "Sir, put your mask back on," this guy was sly, and he would simply take it off when she walked away. Some people have punched the flight attendant, a woman, but they've punched her. Some of them have gone after pilots. Some of them, when security is sent to remove them from the plane, try to beat up security. And many of these people are not vaccinated. I think it's important to get a handle on that. And the deal is this: you get vaccinated or you don't get on the plane. You show a vaccination card. And by the way, if you forge a vaccination card, that is a crime for which you can be arrested. We are far too lax in our airline policing of safety, far too lax. So not only should there be a vaccine mandate, there should be a mandatory minimum jail for striking a flight attendant or any of the staff or pilots. These people, some of them aren't even being prosecuted. Flight attendant can lose a tooth, get a concussion, and they're fined. Oh, really? They are fined. Well, no. They go to jail. They should go to jail. Increasingly, people are bringing loaded handguns in their carry-on luggage. And then it shows up, of course, and it's confiscated and returned to them later. And you know what happens to them? Nothing. They're told not to do it again. There have been something like 17 incidents in the Milwaukee airport. And nationwide, there have been hundreds of incidents. Why, when something like that happens, are these people not being barred for periods of time from flying for 5 years? Otherwise, you're going to have ISIS try to do it, and no harm, no foul if they get caught. There's got to be greater policing in the air. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Carry me to my